It is day 9 of Jesus Revealed, season 2, Jesus Revealed in Purpose. I'm your host, Zinhle, and I'm joined today by Elder Cindy, another returnee from season 1. Elder Cindy, hello and welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
No, it's good to have you. And in today's episode, the topic that we're going to deal with is the call to follow. Yeah. And it's weighted on our scripture for today, which is Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. And it reads as follows. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. And this is him talking to ex-fishermen or fishermen at the time. And him then saying, I will make you fishers of people instead of what you've been fishing all this time.
Yeah.
Based on what our topic is today, just the call to follow Jesus. How do we reflect on this passage, Elder Cindy?
Cool. So this verse, specific verse, is part of a story where Jesus calls his first disciples.
Yeah.
Simon Peter and Andrew. Mm-hmm. Jesus sees them fishing and uses their familiar occupation at that specific point, fishermen, okay, as a metaphor for the work he has called them to do.
Yeah.
Which is what? Spreading the good news and bringing people to God.
Amen.
Inverted commas, purpose, right?
Yeah.
Come follow me, the first part, is an invitation from Jesus to follow him into living a more fulfilling life.
Mm.
He is ultimately saying, leave behind the familiar and follow me into an unknown but purposeful journey.
Yeah.
This same call is extended to both you and I.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it got me thinking, if I was Simon or Andrew, I would think to myself, fish, I know.
Yeah.
How to catch them, I know. What bait and tools to use, I know. But people are a challenge on their own.
Yeah.
But following Jesus means trusting him enough to leave our comfort zone and embrace a new way of living.
Sure.
Number 2, to surrender our lives to him and trust in his leadership.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, the call to follow indicates that there is a leader and a follower, right?
Yeah.
So I often think about in this day and age for influencers. To have thousands or millions of followers on social media, how invested these content creators must be to gain these followers, right? And then you get the followers, which are you and I, right? Who subscribe to these channels or click on the follow icon because the creator is offering something that we enjoy.
Yeah.
Right? Or it could be something that we agree with. I don't know about you, Minister Zinhle, but when a creator becomes boring or they're putting out content that I don't agree with, I am very quick to
just unfollow.
Unfollow.
Really?
Click.
Okay.
Unfollow. Now, coming back to Jesus, right? And his open invitation to follow him. Come follow me. He is the original content creator.
I like that.
And he invites us to follow him because he knows that his influence can transform us from the inside out.
Yeah.
Right into eternity.
That's amazing. That's a great picture, actually, Elder Cindy. I didn't think about it in that way. But obviously, when you follow, there are certain things that need to fall behind, right? So when you follow Jesus, you almost don't follow him with every other habit or sin and think that you'll eventually follow him. But please take me through that process of following Jesus and everything that you firstly need to let go of.
Yeah.
But also letting go and what you're gaining in following him.
Okay, so first of all, you've got the invitation.
Yeah.
Come follow me. We respond.
Mm-hmm.
So we say, yes, Lord, I'll follow you. Responding yes to his invitation often requires us to exchange.
Yeah. Yeah.
So number one, exchange our carnal agendas and desires for his plan. We all have a plan.
Yeah.
Or a perceived plan for our lives, right? But when we say yes to Jesus, when we say yes to this invitation, we are saying yes to step out in faith.
Yeah.
Even when the path seems uncertain. And we are saying yes to his plan for our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at Jeremiah 29:11, what does it say? He knows yeah. He knows the plans that he has for us. We don't know it.
Sure.
It's uncertain to us, but he has it. He knows it. And he says his plans are good for us. It's never to harm us. Right? Number two, when we say yes, what we are saying yes to is we are trusting in his wisdom. Mm. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That he knows what he's doing.
Mm.
Even when life gets tough, and it does.
Yeah.
Romans 8:28 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. This verse reminds us that God's wisdom is at work in our lives, even when we don't understand what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
He is working behind the scenes.
I like that.
And then number three, saying yes requires us to obey his commands and teachings. Now, this is so important. And it is also something that is difficult at times, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, yeah.
2 weeks ago, at Sunday school, Children's Church, our lesson was on forgiveness.
Oh boy.
And how we need to forgive those who don't even say, I'm sorry. And sometimes that's super hard to do, especially when dealing with someone that hurt you so bad and is unapologetic about it.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So I asked the kids this question: why must I forgive a person who is not even sorry about it? And one of the kids, an 8-year-old, said, because it's in the Bible. And you know it's the right thing to do.
Wow.
So following Jesus would require us, and this is to answer your question, would require us to be willing to let go of old habits, old ways of thinking, which could hinder our walk with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying yes to Jesus requires us to live surrendered lives.
Sure.
Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
Mm.
And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Luke 9:23 says, and he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. It sounds really difficult to follow Jesus, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But please don't click unfollow. Because even though it's not easy, it's possible and it's worth it.
Amen. Amen.
The key for me is to abide in the vine.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Jesus revealed in purpose, right? When Jesus called Simon, Peter, and Andrew, he gave them a new purpose. So the second part, right? He says, he told them that they would no longer be fishers of fish, but for people, right? As followers of Jesus, we too have a new purpose. We're no longer just living for ourselves, but for Jesus and his kingdom. Our ultimate purpose is to love and serve others, to share the good news of Jesus with those around us, to make disciples and help others grow in their faith, and bring glory and honor to Jesus in all that we do.
Wow.
Right.
I like that.
So as we live out our purpose, we can expect to experience a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment as we live out our purpose, joy as we serve and love others, and we'll continue to grow and mature as we live out our purpose.
Yeah, I really like that. I think there's a quote that I keep reading, and I really, really like it. And it really falls slap bang into what you're saying around just our call to follow Jesus and the joys and benefits of it, even in difficulty.
Yeah.
And I'm paraphrasing. I hope I'm quoting it word for word. But it says, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose."
Yeah.
I really, really like that, in a sense that you're giving up something that in ultimate you have no power to hold on to or cling to.
No.
And you're gaining something that, man, you can honestly not lose once you've clung to it. And that is following Jesus. And that's what it's all about. And I just want to bring it to your life, Elder Cindy, around your journey around following Christ. And from how you've been relating, there are some nuggets around just both the joy, but met with the difficulty and the challenges, but nevertheless still following Christ. So if you can reflect on that and how that has been in your life.
Yeah. So I think for me, this journey is a partnership.
Yeah.
Yes, he's our leader, but he's also our partner in this walk, right? So when Jesus sent out Simon Peter and Andrew, he didn't send them out alone.
Mm-hmm.
He promised to be with them, to guide and empower them.
Yeah.
So as followers of Jesus, we're not alone either. Jesus is always with us, guiding and empowering us. Yeah. And yes, when we mess up and make mistakes, which we will, and we do, he's right there to forgive us and pick us up again, right?
Amen.
So this partnership means that we are not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we feel alone or isolated, we have access to Jesus' power to empower us to do the things that he's called us to do. He who called you is faithful.
Yeah,
and he who started the work in you is faithful to complete the work that he started in you.
Yeah.
Right? We have guidance through his word and through the Holy Spirit. So I want to bring it back to my testimony in this past 2 years, right? So last year I had an opportunity to switch careers.
Okay.
Right? And I took it to the Lord to say, I don't want to make a good move. I want to make a God move. So if you're leading me, if you're calling me into this new role, then give me a sign. And he gave me the sign, and it was to move, right? Very unfamiliar territory for me. So obviously I was filled with some fear and anxiety moving into a completely new environment. But nevertheless, he is with me, right? So he's called me. He's with me. I said, yes, I moved into the role. It was 8 months of pain.
Wow.
Pain.
Oh, man.
And I was like, God, did you call me into this space for me to like suffer? My health even took a bit of a knock, right? But through it all, in those moments where I was like, God, I cannot anymore. Like, I'm quitting today. He sends a word.
Sure. Yeah.
Every time I thought now is like I'm throwing in the towel, he sends a word.
Mm.
He sends someone with a word.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say that his word sustained me.
Amen.
Last year. His word is sustaining me.
Amen.
This year. So we talk about abiding in the vine. We cannot do it on our own.
Yeah.
So he who called you is faithful.
Amen.
Come, amen. Follow me. And this next part is I think, just puts it in perspective. And I will make you fishers of men.
Yeah.
Not in your strength. You mm-hmm. do what I've called you to do. Spread the good news. But I will make it happen.
Yeah.
I will make you fishers of men. We stress. Mm. And we stress about how is it going to happen when yeah. he says, yeah. I will make it happen. I will make you fishers of men.
Mm. I like that. Oh, man. I really like that. I think this is a good time maybe to put a pin on it, Elder Cindy. And maybe as one parting shot that you can give us to yeah. those that are listening, those that maybe have some anxiety or have some doubts around taking that step of following Christ, what would you say to them?
Okay, so the first one I'd like to address is followers who have unfollowed.
Yeah.
Who've clicked the unfollow button. Mm. Life might have become difficult for you and you chose not to follow Christ anymore. But his message to you is come back home. And my plea is come back and follow him.
Yeah.
Follow him because his grace is sufficient.
Amen.
He's called you. He'll equip you.
Yeah.
You've just got to stay, abide in the vine. Mm. He'll send a word. He'll send a message. Mm. He'll send strength. He'll send healing. He will make it happen. All we need to do is abide. So, firstly, to those who have fallen away, and for others, take that leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's not easy.
Yeah.
He never promised it to be easy, but he promised to be with you through it all. So take that leap of faith
mm-hmm.
and follow. Say yes, you will not regret it.
Yeah.
It's a choice you're making, not for now, but it's a choice that will take you into eternity.
Sure. With those words, Elder Cindy, thank you so much. God bless you for that testimony. And even just encouraging us all to say yes to the Lord when he calls, and to everyone that is listening to us. My prayer and our prayer is that as you listen to this, in all the things that God is calling you towards, say yes. Say yes to the Lord. If this was a blessing to you, it has been on me. So thank you again, Elder Cindy. Please like us, follow us on wherever you're listening to this or wherever you're watching this, on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple, or wherever you can find us on YouTube or Google, wherever. You can even follow us on WhatsApp as well. That's Salom Brakpan. And just listen to this message. Let it be a blessing to you as you say yes to the Lord. We'll see you next episode. And God bless you.